I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Mark, what's your take on end times prophecy?
Well, I believe that end time prophecy, if it's coming from the Bible, is going to be very accurate. But we may not see it unfold like we think it's going to unfold. But there's a lot of end time prophecy that relates to today, and that was prophesied thousands of years ago. For example, right now they're talking about dividing the land of Israel and creating a two-state solution, but the Bible says that will bring disaster on those who try to divide the land. In the Bible, that's Joel 3:2, and in Zechariah 1, as a matter of fact, George, in Zechariah 1, it's the red horse of Revelation that's taking place. And in it, Zechariah sees these four horns, and he asks the messenger from heaven, what are these four horns? And the messenger says, these four horns are the entities that are trying to divide the land of Israel. And then these four carpenters come and start cutting these horns down. And he says, well, what are they? And get a load of this. It literally says they have come to terrorize, to bring terror to these four entities that are trying to divide the land of Israel. And I believe those four entities is the quartet that began in 2001, the EU, the UN, the US, and Russia. And so the Bible plainly states that they're going to be trying to divide the land of Israel, and God is going to bring terror on those nations that tried to do that. So this two-state solution will never work.
The tribulation, what does that mean to us, Mark?
Well, it's a time of trouble. And it's 7 years long. Those that are familiar with it, in the book of Daniel, he mentions that there would be 490 years total, 70 times 7, and that all kinds of things would happen. Well, there's one seven-year time period left that hasn't been fulfilled, and it is known as the tribulation or the time of trouble. But the thing is, Daniel was Jewish, so he's going to be using the Jewish calendar, not our calendar. And what's amazing, it's called a Shemitah. A Shemitah cycle is a cycle of 7 years, and the last year was to be an economic reset. This is where we got our bankruptcy laws, where you can only claim bankruptcy every 7 years. It's based on
Shemitah.
The seven-year Shemitah cycle. Well, it so happens the tribulation has to begin the first year of a Shemitah cycle. It can't begin randomly any seven-year time period. This is why I wrote the book, and I have in it every Shemitah and Jubilee cycle clear back to creation listed. And right now we're in like the third year of a Shemitah cycle. The tribulation can't begin until 2029, 2030, which is when the next Shemitah cycle begins. If it doesn't, it'll be another 7 years later. But I believe these are the wars that are preceding the tribulation that very well could be coming in 2029.
Mark, as we speak, some 4,000 prisoners have escaped in Haiti. They've been released by gangs that have attacked the prison in Port-au-Prince. The world seems to be just going topsy-turvy. It's crazy. Do you feel that way, too?
I think everybody does. I don't know anyone who doesn't feel that way. It's total chaos. And I believe that's what is going to be coming. Can you imagine the chaos, George, if we see terrorist suicide bombers here in the United States?
Oh, I know.
If someone were to blow themselves up in a grocery store or at a gas station or on a bridge, my goodness, what would that do to the economy, to insurance rates? And if you go into the store, you have no idea what crazy may be on the other side of the grocery aisle.
Is this the work of the devil, Mark?
I think it's both the work of the devil, but God is using the devil because he wants all of mankind to change their ways. And so in one sense, it's a good spanking from our creator because he wants us to not act the way we do. I mean, it's just been horrible. Can you imagine here in the United States, we have some of the largest human sex trafficking going on. We see all of the graft in politics. Everyone is out for themselves. It's like, who can be the narcissist of the year here in America?
You know, you're not saying, though, that some of these events that will occur are really basically sponsored by God, are you?
I would say that, put it this way. If God says, don't put your hand in a blender when it's running, and then we put our hand in the blender, can we blame God?
No. He warned us.
And that's my point. I think God warns us. And if we disobey, then we have to suffer the consequences that are set, by what is declared.
But what if your hand is in the blender and God turned it on?
Well, that'll show you. I don't think it happens that way. I think God warns us, and then we disobey, and then we get upset at him when we suffer the punishment.
We disobey, or do we try to fix it?
Well, I think we should try to fix it. I think it's man's responsibility to maintain this world and not to destroy it. And do you know, the number one reason God destroyed the earth with a flood in Noah's day, it says in the Bible, it was because of violence. Violence. Well, do you know what the Hebrew word for violence is? It's Hamas. That's the Hebrew word for violence.
Jeez.
Hamas. And Amalek. I don't know if you're familiar with Amalek, but Amalek was the Amalekites were the very first nation to attack Israel when they left Egypt. And all over Israel in the Middle East to this day, they see Iran and Hamas as Amalek. Well, you know what happened, what Hamas did to the Israelis on October 8th. Well, guess what? Amalek in Hebrew means a nation that chops off heads, a nation that chops off body parts. These are things that are happening that
Saudi Arabia is doing that right now.
Exactly. I've read that same article. They're making a public display out of it. They're putting their heads up on stakes and everything else. It's the violence in this world that is bringing these wars.
Tell me the importance, Mark, of biblical timelines here.
Well, I think the biblical timelines are absolutely incredible because they're all happening according to the Jubilee cycle, according to the Shemitah cycle. And this is why we have to know the times and the seasons. As we know in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time for peace, and a time for war. And if we don't know what time it is, we're not going to realize we're entering a time of war. As a matter of fact, God said he is going to go to war with Amalek in every generation. God is going to initiate a war against Amalek in every generation. Well, Hitler was the Amalek of last century. Iran is the Amalek of this century. And this axis of evil with Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran. And so understanding the times and the seasons is so important. Otherwise, we'll be planting at plucking time and plucking at planting time. This is why I wrote the book, because I want people to understand what time it is and how close we are to the tribulation.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. You've outlined the possibility of wars. Iran, North Korea, China, Russia. Nobody really wants war, at least in the United States we don't. What are the odds of these things happening?
I think they're very high. I know nobody wants war, but a lot of people do want war. It's the
machine
out there.
The machine wants war.
Yeah. Really, with AI, who knows, it may not start it. But people threaten. Putin's been threatening to nuke several cities, 14 cities he mentioned in the United States. Hezbollah, Hamas definitely want war. I think China's geared up for war. It's just a matter of you get these narcissists out there that want to go to war. Matter of fact, you're probably very familiar, with a big war machine, so to speak. That's what sells. That's what makes money. It's always about power and control.
I call it the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just got done watching the movie Oppenheimer. Good movie, by the way.
Okay.
Might pick up some Oscars next week. But he had regrets. Oppenheimer had regrets for putting his team together that came up with the atomic bomb. Now, the reason he did it was because the Nazis could have gotten it before we did. And had they gotten the bomb, God knows what would have happened. But after the war with Germany ended, we still had the Japanese conflict going on, and the powers that be wanted him to finish the project and drop them on two cities in Japan, which they did, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But he had regrets about that. And the movie, I don't want to take it away from everybody, but he seriously felt that maybe he should not have done what he did. What do you think of that?
Well, I can understand his regrets, but what I see about it is a huge double standard. Well, right now, America is pressing Israel for limiting civilian casualties, but they sure didn't care about civilian casualties during Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And then what does America do? They leave almost 8 $1 billion of military equipment and laptops in Afghanistan for the Taliban to take. And then they get upset at Israel if they give rifles to the settlers to protect themselves. I mean, it's total hypocrisy.
Yeah, they left a lot behind in Afghanistan, didn't they?
Oh, billions of dollars, billions. And laptops. The Chinese went in and got the laptops and found out all kinds of things.
Well, Mark, give us a solution. Give us a solution based on biblical prophecy. How do we get out of this mess?
Well, it is said that positive prophecies will come to pass. Negative prophecies don't have to come to pass, just like Nineveh repented. But I think the purpose of prophecy is warning. And when we see that we are that generation, and I believe we are the generation that is going to bring in the tribulation, the best thing we can do is get right with the Creator. You know, that's what it's all about, and with our fellow man. That's really what we have to do, is draw close to God and be kind. Oh, my goodness, kindness is just like left this globe.
Watching the timetable, which is really, really important, you look at the signs. Now, would you say the first sign of all this, and again, we don't know the exact dates, but you think the solar eclipse could be the beginning of some of this stuff?
I do. I really do. There's been too many patterns. For me, I love the science. I just like when detectives are looking for the bad guy. They look at the patterns. Well, just like in the Bible, it talked about how there will be earthquakes, you know, major earthquakes. Well, what's fascinating is in 1973, which was the year of Jubilee, the number of earthquakes between 5 and 5.6 jumped from 1 to like 1,500 in 1 year. And that was the same year they also legalized abortion with Roe v. Wade. And earthquakes are likened to birth pangs. And we see this major jump. But we're seeing all kinds of famine, you know, all kinds of different weather patterns, earthquakes. And everything is pointing to the fact that this not only is the generation, I believe we are in the decade before the tribulation begins.
Interesting. Why don't we carve up a portion of Iraq and give it to the Palestinians?
Oh, you are so wise. Well, they're trying to do that in the Sinai, but Egypt will have nothing to do with it. But what's amazing, George, is some of these Palestinians, not all, but a vast majority of them were actually Jordanians and Egyptians that when the war was over, they took away their passports. I have a relative who is a Palestinian Christian who lives in Jerusalem, and he said before the 67 war, he had a Jordanian passport, basically. But then after the war, they said, you can't come back. You're no longer a Jordanian. You're a Palestinian. And it's the same thing that happened to the Egyptians.
One of my doctors in St. Louis before he retired was a Palestinian, and he was one of the nicest, sharpest guys I've ever known. And I just wish they could work something out.
I know, I agree. I believe, you know, I have nothing against the Palestinian people, but it's the leadership. I don't have any problems with Muslims. It's the radical Muslims and their concept of jihad. And this is where our State Department is so screwed up.
It's the haters.
It's not a land issue. It's a religious issue. Their goal is to destroy the Jews. They want a one-state solution with no Israel. So that's where the problem is. It's with radical Islam. It's not with the Islamic people in general.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.